That's why
we hope. We have a lot of hope.
Anyhow, in this mindset, first of all, let's go back. Start from the beginning. This wisdom, which is very fussy, has an attitude, and you have to be good to be the subject of this. It works like this. Your intelligence to us doesn't matter really, because there are a lot of different birds over there. There is only one bird we are interested in. That was the hunter one, who hunts for the king, right? So that eagle, where is that eagle now? That eagle is in the house of the housekeeper. It's in your intelligence. And your housekeeper will cut the mane and cut the feathers and feed it to nonsense. This is what you're doing. If not, what are you doing with your intelligence? What are you feeding your intelligence? Only beauty should be fed to this intelligence. But your intelligence doesn't know this. Your brain doesn't know this. This is the first problem, because you deemed your service worthy, thereby you raised the banner of sin. There is a lot of things that you do, you intend good, but it's not good. Here we talk about dipping your soul in the ocean of Moses. What do you say about that? Here is something that logic cannot understand and explain. Because here we are talking about what? That taste of beauty. How does it happen? It's suspended to the cry of that little boy in you. Your heart should become sensitive. Your brain trying to solidify your heart, to have a strong heart. We advise you to go the opposite. Your heart should be really susceptible, very tender. That's what it is all about. That baby in you should cry for the pure beauty. That's how it could happen. Until that little boy haven't wept, the sea of the mercy is not aroused. We believe in the ocean of mercy from the Creator. And we know that ocean does not move with the action of the people, but it moves with the cry of that little boy in you. O brother, the child is the child of your eye. I mean, the boy of your vision, the way you see it. If you want that stuff to arrive, cry it. And if the price of that cry looks too much for you, think again. Remember the wife of Moses looked at his hand and he went blind, she went blind. Remember, said, "Oh, silly you, don't you regret you went blind in your both eyes?" She said, "Yes, I regret. I wish I had thousands of eyes and all will go blind. That little moment that I saw that light, eyes are nothing to pay. To feel that real moment of passionate ecstasy of one of these masters. Isn't it worth it to give all your life to it? What is the vision? I give up all the visions to arrive over there. Because I know I'm playing a difficult game. I'm inside. I'm going towards that one in me which could switch off even this one, and could switch off everything and bring there. And I'm ready then to do that. Because I understand that this is how it works. The
Remember the peasant who was grooming the lion in the darkness? So yeah, that's what we do. We groom the lion, but we don't know it's in the darkness, and the lion is not here to eat us, because he doesn't need. Practically, are we doing this or not? Because in a way, I'm grooming a lion. I'm trying to analyze this masterwork, which to me is a lion, really. But I scratch it, and I'm still alive. Why? Oh, because when they are selling my ass, I shut up. I don't sing with them. I learned that. I learned that some of the talkings, the people talk to you logically, and that could ruin your life. Personally, I experienced it a lot because I have a very famous weakness. There is some item of knowledge that I'm really dummy over there. But when somebody tries to talk in that subject, I understand that I have to close my ears and not to listen. If I listen, I feel awful. That's economy. Whether I stop it. Why? Because here I found the warning. Rumi here will give you a warning. We talked about, okay, this and that, and this, we are doing this dangerous stuff, and you're silly. And let me warn you. Greed will make you deaf. If you are greedy, no matter how much I talk, how much information I give you, you will not hear. The greed is the obstacle for your ears. And remember, we started with what? We started with your ears. He said, listen. This is what Masnavi started with. Listen. And you should listen. But remember, the greed will not let you. He talked about this greed a lot. Then at the last moment, he brought even an example to explain it, put it in three simple words. He said, yeah, remember, we were walking and there is someone who are trying to trick you and fool you. These three stuff, which are the core of that, we call ghoul, is I want money, I want a position, and I want to be famous and respected. So this is it. These three will not let you to say, I want to be unified with my best. I want to be the best of me. I want to get rid of this silly me. You don't say that. Therefore, the problem doesn't solve. It's like you treating and trying to correct the side effects and forgetting the main source of the problem. What is the main source of the problem? Remember? There's a story of someone who killed his mom. I said, what did you kill your mom? And he said, oh, because she was really doing mad stuff. He said, kill the guy. I said, oh, I have to kill. Every day I have to kill someone. I kill the mom, everything stops. What is that, mom? Go back to book one. The ego. He said, the mother of all idols is your ego. Kill your ego. Then you are free. What is this long process of digging and finding the outcome of this
ego and correcting this and that and that. Stop the ego, because that's what it is. The ego will transform the father of Hikmat to father of ignorance. There is a lot, and I need to explain a lot, but I don't know what to do with it. There's things that I have to say. Peter, would you please read from 8:35?
Therefore, the theatre of the rays is that I am. Therefore, the theatre of God is the heart of the body. This argument wants much illustration and exposition, but I fear lest the opinion of the godless should stumble, lest my goodness should be turned to badness. Even this that I have spoken was naught but selflessness. The crooked shoe is better for the crooked foot. The beggar's power reaches only as far as the door.
Is it fair to understand that Rumi up to here explained something and at the end he said, you silly people, I have to talk silly with you because I need a lot of explanation and I know this is a tricky stuff. So let's stop it and go back to the beginning. He said, let's start from the beginning. Let me tell you the story of the form and the essence in this universe. Because to you, in this universe, everything exists. To me, there is a form, there is an essence, and there is an enormous difference between these two. It doesn't matter. And you're not here to change them. But you have to understand their priority. They're both here. You will use both, but one of them should be closer to you, one of them sit down further. We will talk about the form, but the form is secondary for us. We are here to talk about the essence. So we compare these two, and we are almost there, because after that, he started to explain the problem of this stuff, means how the other part of you will envy this part of you that I'm choosing to talk about. And this will be the things that inshallah we talk next time. Next time, remind me to start from the form and the essence. In my book is page 385. The verse is 839. Thank you. Please, next time you come here, remember whatever I said tonight, okay? There's too much to wish for. Huh?
Yeah, whatever.